David Larson shared this on Facebook on 9/22/2015. I didn't know this about 9/11. After Flight 77 hit the Pentagon on 9/11, the following incident occurred. A chaplain who happened to be assigned to the Pentagon told of an incident that never made the news. A daycare facility inside the Pentagon had many children, including infants who were in heavy cribs. The daycare supervisor, looking at all the children they needed to evacuate, was in a panic over what they could do. There were many children, mostly toddlers as well as the infants, that would need to be taken out with the cribs. There was no time to try to bundle them into carriers and strollers. Just then, a young Marine came running into the center and asked what they needed. After hearing what the center director was trying to do, he ran back out into the hallway and disappeared. The director thought, well, here we are on our own again. About 2 minutes later, however, that Marine returned with 50 other Marines in tow.
Awesome.
Each of them grabbed a crib with a child, and the rest started gathering up toddlers. The director and her staff then helped them take all the children out of the center and down toward the park near the Potomac. Once they got about 3/4 of a mile outside the building, the Marines stopped in the park and then did a fabulous thing. They formed a circle with the cribs, which were quite sturdy and heavy, like the covered wagons in the Old West. Inside the circle of cribs, they put the toddlers to keep them from wandering off. Outside this circle were the 40 Marines, forming a perimeter around the children and waiting for instructions. There they remained until the parents could be notified and come and get their children. The chaplain then said, I don't think any of us saw, nor did we hear of this on any of the news stories of that day. It was an incredible story for our men there. There wasn't a dry eye in the room. The thought of those Marines and what they did and how fast they reacted, could we expect less from them? It was one of the most touching stories from the Pentagon. It's the military, not the politicians, that ensures our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's the military who salutes the flag, who serves beneath the flag, and whose coffin is draped by the flag. If you care to offer the smallest token of recognition and appreciation for the military, please pass this on and pray for our men and women who have served and are currently serving our country. And pray for those who have given the ultimate sacrifice for freedom.